Test 63, Section 3, Question 2, and here we're looking for the flaw in the argument. And it says, almost everybody in the country really wants to be an artist, even though they may have to work other jobs to pay the rent. So basically, everybody wants to be an artist, even if they have to work other jobs. After all, just about everyone I know hopes to someday be able to make a living as a painter, musician, or poet, even if they currently work as dishwashers or discount store clerks. And the problem with this one is it extrapolates to everybody in the country just from the people that this one person knows. So this is just a biased sample or lack of sample size. So that's what we're going to look for in our flaw. Contains a premise that presupposes the truth of the conclusion. That's circular reasoning, and it doesn't happen here. Presumes what is true of each person in a country is also true of the country's population as a whole. Well, that's actually not a flaw, because if it's true of each person, then it's also true about the population as a whole. So that's not really a problem. Defends view solely on the ground that the view is widely held. It's not about that it's widely held. Bases its conclusion on a sample that's unlikely to accurately represent people in the country as a whole. That seems like what we said, so we like it. Fails to make a needed distinction between wanting to be an artist and making a living. No, it actually does differentiate those. And so D is definitely the best response.